in Jesus' name. Come out!
These two brothers from Chicago, born profoundly deaf, were declared healed. A third brother, also deaf, was supposedly healed even though he wasn't there.
In proxy, his mama is standing, and I break the curse of deafness on her son.
That's pretty exciting, but there's one problem. The boys are still deaf. At our request, a school audiologist tested them.
The boys continue to have the same hearing loss that we've been measuring for years.
No miraculous healing.
No miraculous healing.
I believe he's committing fraud in the name of God.
Ole Anthony runs a televangelist watchdog group. He says healings should not be televised unless they're medically verified.
All of the desperate people in America see these phonied miracles. And the implication, if they send money, then God's going to give them a miracle. It infuriates me.
After 2 months of refusing an interview, Hinn says God told him to talk to me, but he wouldn't reveal his personal income, reportedly more than $500,000 a year from salary and tape and book royalties.
What are your royalties?
I won't tell you.
Well, I'm not going to share. That's private. It's personal.
But the miracles that inspire millions to send money are public. Hinn says he no longer declares people healed, he lets them do it.
We don't mislead anyone, Pam. If someone comes up and says they're healed, we don't call them liars.
If it's a healing, the healing should be verifiable by a medical doctor.
Hinn promised critics he'd get medical proof of healings before televising them, but he couldn't provide medical verification of any of the 6 Chicago cases we asked about.
Adam was a super being when God created him. I don't know whether people even know this, but he was the first superman that really ever lived. I'll prove it further. Adam not only flew, he flew to space. He used to be, he was with one thought, he'd be on the moon.
I mean, you talk about watching God divide an ocean, taking the wheels off the chariots of the Egyptians, and here this wall of ice. It was, by the way, a wall of ice. If you read your scriptures, that's right. The Hebrew word, and I can show it to you after the show, Paul, but the Hebrew word, when God divided that Red Sea, as the wall stood, it actually froze with God's breath. So when the water came down, it was ice coming that crushed the Egyptians. It's in the word. I'm sick and tired of hearing how it used to be back 40 years ago. I got so sick of it, I said, Lord, if I hear it one more time, I'm going to throw up. I want to see it now. I have it here. He said, well, Benny, isn't that wonderful to have gold, sweets, and glory? Well, of course. But if I hear the thing one more time of how it will be and how it was, I'm going to kick somebody.
A leap of faith that could be deadly. A sea of supporters pays to be healed by Pastor Benny Hinn. But now critics say that some people have been hurt, not healed, by the televangelist touch. In tonight's News Extra investigation, Pam Zechman exposes how a faith healer could be hurting his own flock.
This is your grace.
A touch from the hand of Pastor Benny Hinn, and believers are overcome by the presence of the Lord. So strong is the feeling, they fall even if he just blows into the microphone. It's known as slaying in the spirit. Hinn prefers to call it falling under the power of God. His critics, even those who believe in faith healing, say it's not the power of God, but the power of suggestion that makes people swoon.
The people are worked up into a frenzy. They know what's expected of them, and they do it. I think it is theatrical, and I think it is a gimmick.
And, they say, it's dangerous.
I believe it's irresponsible. People are hurt all the time, and it's just never reported.
But one death has been reported. An 85-year-old woman died of complications from a broken hip after a man fell on top of her at a crusade. Hinn settled a $15 million lawsuit with her family for an undisclosed amount.
Take it in Jesus' name!
That hasn't stopped Hinn from mass slayings like this one we saw at a crusade in Minneapolis. This little girl suffered a sprained ankle, sprained knee, and torn ligaments in a crush of falling bodies.
Felt like my leg was numb. I started to cry and I yelled.
If I know anyone was injured, I will go personally and pray for them.
Kin claims very few people have been hurt over the years. He defends the practice of slaying in the spirit as something God does through him, and he says it's no act.
People don't fall because it's the part of suggestion, you know. Well, we are dealing with a greater power than electricity. That's God's power.
But it's the power of television that's bringing Benny Hinn to millions of believers every day. His growing influence troubles some Christian watchdog groups. They say some of his teachings and public statements violate Christian principles.
You know, I've looked for one verse in the Bible. I just can't seem to find it. One verse that said, if you don't like him, kill him. I really wish I could find it.
That was Hinn's response to critics during a 1990 telethon. Now he takes it back.
It was a dumb thing to say. It was a joke, but it was a dumb thing to say.
And he's retracted teachings he once claimed were revelations from God after his critics denounced them as having no basis in the Bible.
Every preacher I know will say or has said things that they regret. And I've had my share of things I've said that were stupid.
When you say I'm a Christian, you're saying I am Mashiach in the Hebrew. I'm a little Messiah walking on earth, in other words.
Phony faith healing, dangerous theatrical stunts, questionable theology. All of these concern the Christian critics of Benny Hinn. Worst of all, they say, is the damage done to the faith of his followers.
Well, spiritually, the danger is that he's being led astray and that he's leading thousands astray from truth. The danger is that people are being deceived in the name of God.
Pam Zekman, Channel 2 News.
Anything else on your mind tonight?
I was going to talk about, you were talking about the Jerry Seinfeld thing. That's
oh, that's
my,
too bad. Yeah, wrapping up a nice run there.
That's my favorite show of all time. My favorite show. And the second my favorite show is that Benny Hinn, that guy who touches people and heals them. Have you seen that guy? See, they know
no,
that.
I don't know Benny Hinn.
Well, he touches
is this
people.
The British guy that runs around?
No, that's Benny Hill. He's Benny been Hill. Dead for several years, but.
That's all I'm trying to help wherever
okay.
I can.
Okay. Benny Hinn, I'm watching this guy. He touches this woman. She's been arthritis-ridden, bedridden with arthritis for like 30 years. He touches her. She gets up. Not only does she dance all around the stage, she's bopping around. She's right there. And I'm thinking to myself, she's going to be so sore tomorrow.
The TV preacher who makes theater out of theology. Benny Hinn promised he would clean up his act. But as R. Steve Wilson found out, Benny's still knocking him down with some heavyweights in his corner.
Thanks for watching Inside Edition today. We're broadcasting from the World Financial Center in Lower Manhattan because our studio is getting spruced up a little. We'll have a brand new set soon. For some time now, we've been keeping a close eye on Benny Hinn, America's fastest growing TV minister. He made headlines this summer when he claimed God used him to heal former heavyweight champ Evander Holyfield. You may remember that Mr. Hinn had promised our Steve Wilson he wouldn't make any more claims about healing he couldn't back up. So we sent Steve out to see if he's kept that promise.
Take a tent. Take a tent. I'm burning here.
We've been investigating for nearly 2 years, and TV preacher Benny Hinn has never been hotter. Thousands still flock to his roving revival meetings, and millions more are watching on television. Many come to be touched by this charismatic evangelist they believe is specially anointed by God, who uses him as an instrument to heal every affliction known to man.
No, Jesus.
Wherever he preaches, people still climb out of their wheelchairs and walk. And now this latest chapter includes his greatest ever conquest for Christ. That's the two-time heavyweight boxing champ of the world falling before Pastor Benny. Evander Holyfield says God used Benny last month in Philadelphia to heal the heart condition that KO'd the champ's career, forcing him to retire after his April loss to Michael Moore. And then, just last weekend, when the Benny Hinn Miracle Crusade rolled into Indianapolis, Benny was jumping for joy when actor Ben Vereen said he too was healed of injuries suffered in an auto accident 2 years ago.
Just lift your hands and thank him for what's going to happen to your finances. Because when you give in a time like this, something good is going to happen.
So, what has really changed? Well, he has stopped sleeping.